Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Nuts. And it's Write That Down Monday, so there, Lub, take it away.
Alrighty. Another week and a lot of predictions off the board. We're going to get right into it with myself. Had a actually pretty good week. So first prediction that came off the board was from our first week, Write That Down. I said the Blue Jays will win at least six games on their 10-game road trip start season. They won exactly six, so that's correct.
On the money.
This I don't know if I said this or not, but this was a home run.
Oh, baby.
I don't think I said it last episode, but I left it on just in case. I said Kikuchi will be the Blue Jays' fifth starter and will go at least five innings and give up under two earned runs in his. Oh,
yeah, you said it was a home run.
Yeah. Did I say it already?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you said that you hit it yet. I don't remember.
Oh, I hit it. I did hit it.
Yeah, nice.
And then I did another home run. This was, I believe, on Tuesday this week.
Holy, that's three dingers for you now.
This was wrong, though.
Oh.
Blue Jays will defeat the Royals and hit at least two home runs. They beat the Royals, I believe, and but didn't hit two home runs.
Tough.
And then I had another incorrect prediction. Max Scherzer will record at least six strikeouts and give two earned runs or less in a start against the Brewers. He got fucking lit up.
Tough.
And then I got this one right. Kyle Schwarber hit at least two homers between last week to now. And he hit it in like 2 days, so that was nice.
One in each game.
And then my most impressive hit so far, which was a home run, I said there will be at least one team to start season 0-10 or 10-0. And as of today, the Rays are 10-0, so that prediction's correct.
Was that a home run? That must be.
Yeah. It counted as a home run. And then we're on to Chase had a couple predictions off.
Okay.
Off the board, he went one for one.
Nice.
First correct prediction was a home run.
Ooh.
He said first complete game shutout will happen before the last day of May. And did Alcantara get a shutout? Did he?
Yeah, it was 1-0 final.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Under 2 hours.
Sandy Alcantara did it last week, I believe.
Yeah, and he got lit up today, but we're not even going to worry about it.
I don't know. That's my life. I didn't even see him get one.
Yep. Yeah, he sure did.
Nice.
And then Chase's last prediction was we had a little controversy with it, but me and Marshall kind of discussed it before coming in.
Okay.
Chase's prediction was D-backs win and Zach Gallen throws a gem. That was on Tuesday. D-backs won, but Zach Gallen did not throw a gem.
Tough.
So just for predictions, you kind of got to make them quantifiable.
Did I not?
What was that?
I didn't give any metrics towards what a gem was.
You just sent me a gem.
With a Zach Gallen gem is what you said.
Ah, interesting. So
the wording kind of led as he would need a gem and the win for the prediction.
Oh, yes, I see that. I see.
It's just how it worded. That's kind of how it worked out, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Now we're on to Bryson. Bryson had three predictions come off the board. First one was Austin Riley be the first person to hit 10 home runs. That was incorrect. Who do you guys think was the first to hit five home runs?
Well, you said five. I think you said 10. I'm like, who's hit 10 home runs already?
No, Judge hit five, didn't it? Didn't he? Was he the first?
He's on four.
Brian Reynolds.
He's only four?
Brian Reynolds. Yeah, Brian
Reynolds. Brian Reynolds, first one to five home runs.
Holy.
And then April 5th. Bryson said the Phillies would defeat the Yankees, which they did, April 4th, not 5th. And then on April 4th, he said Shane Bieber will have over 5.5 Ks. I believe he finished with 9, I believe.
Nice.
Have Marshall, who had a crazy week.
Love to hear it.
Marshall went 4-for-4 this week. Just going to throw that out there. He first said his team, fantasy team, Glorious Batters will defeat Murphy's Law week one in fantasy. Yeah, absolutely kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disrespectful.
Yeah, now you're kicking the crap out of me.
Yeah. And then Marshall wasn't here for Write That Down last week, but he did send me three predictions. Yeah. And he got them all correct. First one was Riley Green will have hits slash walks that add up to at least two or more April 4th. Riley Green went 3-for-4 that night, so that is correct.
Big night.
This was on April 4th. All these predictions got completed on April 4th. He said Framber Valdez will throw 6 or more innings. Went 7 innings. That's correct. And then he said Jerks and Profar will quarter his first hit in his next start for the Rockies. That was also correct.
Yeah, he had a terrible start to the season. I think he started like 0-11, 0-12. So I just throw it out there.
All righty. So I will start us off with a struggling hitter. I'm going to say Brandon Belt.
Ooh. Brandon Belt.
Will hit a home run this week. Between now and next week, write that down. He'll hit a home run.
Brandon
had
a hit first.
He had a hit in his first at bat and has had one since.
Yeah, I literally remember it because I watched the Jays opener. And I was like, Brandon Belt is starting. And then his first at bat got a hit. I was like, where did this guy come from? And then that was his only hit.
Yeah. Actually, well, before we move on, what's his K rate up to now? It was 50%.
60. Well,
he's actually 60.
I think he's swinging I think he's 1-for-22 or
1-for-23.
65. Yes, current carry is 60. Right on the nose. Holy shit.
What's he batting?
If I was batting them, I'd have a 60%.
He's batting
0-43.
Oh, man.
The Giants are just laughing right now.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Or two then, I guess. I'm going to beat Marshall in both matchups this week, fantasy. I'm playing in them both leagues.
Oh, are you? Unreal. Ooh. I didn't even notice.
I know. I didn't either. I noticed we were playing at ESPN, and then I went to check Fantrax, too. I was like, oh, my, we're playing Marshall. I'm playing Marshall this in Fantrax. Oh. Let's do it in both. Well, I think that's accepted. A whole show, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, after Marshall's team last week, yeah, I think that's
an ESPN for sure.
I played Marshall in Fantrax last week, and he kicked the crap out of me.
He's beating me 7.5 to 2.5 right now at Fat Track. So,
well, I forgot to submit my lineup last week.
That is tough.
I edited, but I never clicked submit, so I had some bunch of injuries.
Yikes!
All right, yeah. Grayson, your first prediction.
All right. Speaking of struggling players, my first write that down is that Corbin Burnes will bounce back for over 5.5 Ks and under 4 earned runs tomorrow, April 11th, against the D-backs.
Uh-oh, betting against his own team, that never goes good.
I think I was going to put he wins the game, but winning is such a team.
D-backs are measure. Too good. So, hey, no way you can beat the D-backs.
Honestly, the Dodgers can't. So.
Who's pitching for the D-backs?
I didn't even look, to be honest.
Probably
Gallon pitched. Gallon's pitching today, so probably
Nelson.
Nelson or Kelly.
Matt Baum.
Matt Baum.
Alrighty, Marshall, your first prediction.
I got the Houston Astros beating the Pirates in this week's series, either 2 of 3 games or a sweep.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just win the series.
Yeah. Well, I got to win one more. I got to win one more game.
I guess so. Oh, yeah.
Cashed out.
It's a layup.
That is a layup.
Alrighty, so my second prediction. Which one do I want to go with here? I'll go with this one. Write this down. Brandon Lowe.
Ooh, good one.
Will finish as a top. Let's make it top 3 instead of top 5 fantasy second baseman according to our ESPN league
position rank.
Position rank.
End of the season.
And end of the season.
All right.
That's a home run.
Be a home run.
That's
I was going to say that's a home run for sure.
Injury prone player sometimes too. So
if he's healthy, he's so good. If he's healthy though, like as he's proved right now,
he's an animal.
I was going to say one, but like Simeon plays 162 games.
Yeah, that guy doesn't get hurt.
Simeon plays a big thing with fantasy positions.
Yeah. So I've been really happy with him. He's been hitting. He's going to hit. He's 40 home run hitter prior, so I think he's looking like he's going to do it again.
Yep.
All right, Chase, right your second prediction.
I got a good one. Yankees are beating the Jays on May 15th when we're there in the six.
Oh. Actually.
That's the last one. That's the Monday.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. Marshall better be coming.
Yeah.
I got a good one for three.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this one. Oh, frick. Jays Yankees is next week. I think they play this weekend against you, but no, it's next weekend.
Where are they playing?
At New York, Friday, Saturday.
In New York.
Sunday next week.
Ooh, weekend too. I love that.
Yep. Yep.
Then their next matchup is in the six.
Yes, sir. Ooh, baby. Fuck, we're almost approaching a...
It's a month away.
A month and 2 days.
A month and 2 days. The 13th.
Let's go.
Hot dogs.
It's coming up hot.
Me and Bryson are going to be heading the real world. Got
Marshall. Yeah. Yep. A little sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get some snuggles in.
Perfect. Alrighty.
Getting off topic, boys. Bryson, your first prediction.
Just getting too excited.
My second prediction is that the Chicago Cubs will win their weekend series against the LA Dodgers this upcoming weekend. So it starts April 14th. And it goes over the weekend. I just think that I think the Dodgers are kind of struggling right now, trying to figure it out.
Yep.
They got some lineup issues, and so I think the Cubs are going to be sneaky and they're going to win the Leafs win the series this weekend. So
love to see it. Yeah, they walked it off today. Nico Horner walked it off.
I need Justin Steele to have a good outing again.
Yeah, he's been dicing it up. There's been so many. Yep. There's like I saw today. There's like five or six pitchers with a zero ERA. Like starting pitchers,
and they're like all kind of nobodies.
Yeah,
I just looked. I was trying to like maybe adjust my predictions, but the Rays haven't given up a run since Friday.
Yeah, that's got wild.
They shut out Oakland Saturday, Sunday, and they shut out Boston today.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah, they made Oakland look real bad. Like Oakland is bad, but they made them look like they shouldn't even be in the league.
Just a Triple A team.
They probably should.
Double A.
Already, Marshall.
Yeah, I got Wilson Contreras hitting his first home run this week. So between today, Monday, is it April 10th?
Yeah.
And Sunday, April, would that be 16th, 17th?
I just say when we record. Like,
well, the game will be over by the time we
record. By our next recording. Yeah.
And if not, then yeah, by the time we record.
Sounds good.
As long as it's a Sunday.
Alrighty, so I have a prediction. I'm contemplating going. I'm going to parlay the three of them. I want this to be a home run.
Nice three legger.
Okay, it is a three. It's actually a four leg parlay. Ooh. I want to send it. Okay, send it. So Blue Jays win home opener.
Okay.
Alek Manoah records at least six strikeouts. And walks under 2.5 batters. He's been walking a lot of guys.
Okay.
That's one of my original prediction. I'm also going to add Blue Jays and the Rays streak.
Oh.
Do they play the Rays in?
They play them this weekend. So, but Boston still has Rays still have to win three more games before they get the Jays.
Exactly. Yeah.
Actually. Oh, fuck.
That's a good one if you hit it.
Okay, no, I'm going to say on a parlay. I'm not going to end the streak. I'm also going to add Blue Jays will win the weekend series against the Rays.
All right. I'm still fine with that being a home run because the other one is
four things.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Is it a three-game series, Gil?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
Nice. Chase? All right. Here's the good one. Wiz is going to get work off and come on the business trip.
Boy.
Let's go. Wizard purposely doesn't ask his boss just so Chase will lose or write that down. Yeah.
That's a bunt.
It's a bunt.
He's coming. His boss will understand.
Yeah. His boss is going to be coming.
His boss will hear this episode and be like, yeah, we'll let you go.
Only if. Yeah. That's a dunk on a four.
it's a dunk on it in a wheelchair basketball game. But you're not in a wheelchair.
But you're not in a wheelchair. You're the only able-bodied.
Yeah. So we decided, of course, if you don't come, you're kicked off the podcast.
Dang.
See ya.
Tragic.
It's just business.
Nothing personal.
Hey, check out our TikTok page. There'll be a lot of content coming out that weekend.
Yeah, we're going to get tons of content that weekend.
It's going to be sick.
Yep.
Come meet and greet. We'll have a meet and greet.
There we go.
Come to the Rogers Center.
Yeah.
We'll be there 3 days.
Signing autographs.
Signing autographs. We're doing it all. Come get it with us.
On Mother's Day, I'll be signing your owner. Oh, mine. all right, my next.
You'll be signing your mom's notebook.
Yeah,
exactly.
Beautiful floral notebook.
Alrighty, Bryson, your final prediction.
All right, my last prediction is that by the end of this month, April, Corbin Carroll will have 6 or more home runs.
Ooh,
is that nice. 2 so far? 2 in 10 games. So
my dad's been waiting for trade offers from you.
He sent me a couple. I wasn't really digging them, but I'll probably look to trade. I'll try to figure one out. I do want him on all my teams.
Gotta get your boy.
Yeah.
Alrighty,
I'll trade you Yoshida, and then you trade. He'll trade me Corbin Carroll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do three-way trade.
I want Duran. I don't care about your team. I just want Duran.
All right. Well, for my last one, I got the Yankees right now are 6-4. That's their record right now. So through 20 games, I have them either 12-8 or better. I have them either 12 or 8 or better through 20 games. So that means they would have to.
Well, they're going
to
be, 6-14 by 20 game mark?
Yikes.
So they're 6-4 right now. So that means they have to go 6-4.
Fair enough.
For the next 10 games.
I like it. Probably not going to happen because you got to play the Jays in there.
Like 8-4. 8-2, I mean.
Alrighty. So that's. Write that down. What are we doing?
Moving on, we have a little spin on MLB's power rankings for the week. We're going to do our own ballpark nuts power rankings.
The most accurate power rankings.
Yep. Way better than MLB power rankings. Yep. MLB power rankings were something. We'll just leave it at that. They were interesting. They had the Dodgers. What are they sitting at? 5-5?
Yeah.
Something like that.
5-5 record sitting at 3? That's...
They ain't on our list. We'll tell you that.
They ain't on our list.
Yeah.
Nope. All right. So you want me to just read down 10-1?
Well, yeah. we just start with 10, and then we talk with the team for a couple minutes, and then move on to the next, I think.
That's something to talk about.
Good way to do it.
Yeah, I like it. 10, we got the Rangers. They came in and have done pretty well so far. Give us some Fangraphs member material there, Lub.
Alrighty. You want me to?
Yeah, I've been just excited about it.
Alrighty, let me just get my thing loaded up here. Someone else talk about the Rangers till I get this figured out here.
What can we talk about the Rangers? What's their record this year? 6-4 or something?
Alrighty, here we go.
All right, good enough.
Sorry,
we got it. We're sitting at 4.
Oh yeah, okay.
I can't find them on the list. Oh yeah, they're 6-4. Fangraphs is not updated. That sucks.
They're sitting at 6-4, and they absolutely just showed the dominance against the Royals to the 11-2. Just kind of whipped it all out there and let Kansas City see it. And so they did that. So there's that. And let me just go into their record.
That'll be the easier into there.
Let me see if the Rangers. And so there's 6-4. And they played Philly. And they swept Philly, which is,
a really
good team. Also, and it's not like they swept them 1-0, 2-1. I mean, they did win one game 2-1, but like their second game against Philly, they won 16-3 against Philly. They lost the series against Baltimore 2-1. and then I guess lost against Chicago too, but still leaving a good record against one of the top teams in the league. Bryson's got them. What do you have them, Bryson? Winning the series, winning everything, or at least getting to the finals? Can't remember.
The Phillies?
Yeah, Philly.
Yeah, I had them in the World Series.
Yeah, so, I mean, for what they're expected to do, they're doing way better than kind of what they're expected to do, especially beating Philly. They should have got swept by Philly. So I think 10's a pretty decent place for them to be looking at.
Thing is with them, it hasn't been their hitting. It's been their pitching that's been really
and DeGrom, impressive. DeGrom hasn't even been – like, he had it. His second game was great. But his first game, he got diced.
Like, right now, the Rangers are sixth in ERA in the league. They're fifth in strikeouts. Like,
yeah.
They brought in Eovaldi. He's been great. DeGrom's been good. Well, I wouldn't say Eovaldi's been great, but he's been better than what they have. DeGrom's looking pretty good. Like,
yeah, his second start did super well. Yeah. He's looking like his old self. So yeah, that's the Rangers
They really have Rangers as the. No one's really hitting that well, or they haven't really. Seager's been.
Seager got his first off bomb. Today.
Did he pop off today?
Three hits, two RBIs, a home run.
Yeah, Fangraphs doesn't have this updated right now.
It's tough. Yeah, outside of today, he's been struggling.
Yeah, like been really good start for them. Like, and there could be that AL West is looking pretty crowded right now because of the
true
strugglement of the what's strugglement. The struggling of the Astros.
He's making up words.
Holy smokes. The Royals sent out a third baseman to pitch today.
Nice.
He got a strike. He got a strikeout. No, Eaton.
It's Adam Eaton.
Eaton Kennedy.
Nate Eaton.
No, not it's Nate. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Nate Eaton. I don't know who that
is. Gave up two hits, get strikeout though.
Yeah. Oh, he sucks at hitting though. They gave him a shot on the mound.
Should we move on to nine?
Yeah, let's move on to nine.
We got Padres at nine. Yeah. We all kind of made lists, I guess we'll say. We all made lists and we kind of went over them and made our own final group list.
Did I make a list? Padres... I feel like I didn't.
You did not make a list.
Okay, I was going to say. So if you don't agree with this, blame these guys on me.
Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't have the Padres on my list, but... They are still pretty good.
Juan Soto is so concerning right now.
Yeah, it's fair.
Like he's batting 205 right now. Like,
yeah, it's kind of looking like last year, hitting 180 or whatever it was since he went to the Padres. So hopefully you can get that figured out. The Padres just like always look so good on paper, and just really don't live up to it. Like
Their pitching is hurt right now. To be fair to them.
Well, Darvish got lit up today by the Mets.
Yeah, 5-0 loss.
The thing with them is, like, besides Bogarts and Machado, no one's hitting.
What's Machado really I think he's struggling too, isn't he?
279.
Okay.
Grisham, 225. Carpenter, 182. Soto, 205. Cronenworth, 189. Aaron Nola, or I don't know, is it Aaron Nola, the catcher?
Austin
Nola, 115. And then Odor's batting 153. That was their lineup today.
Yeah,
not for averages.
And they just
you don't want to see that.
There's like extended Cronenworth too, and he's been struggling.
Yeah.
I'm high on Cronenworth. I really like him, but yeah, not if you're gonna bat like that.
They had two hits. Well, Mad Max. They did face Mad Max, but still,
if you're gonna be a playoff team, you gotta be able to hit good pitching.
Especially if you're playing teams like Colorado and splitting with them, like they lost the first two games and won the second two against Colorado.
So much money.
You can't be losing to Colorado when you have one of the worst teams in the league versus one of what should have been the best teams in the league. You can't be splitting games like that. They almost swept Atlanta. Three wins, one loss against Atlanta, which is basically their only saving grace and being a nine at this list, really, I think.
Yeah.
Because they split with Arizona, which is the D-backs are definitely a better team this year. But, like, if you look at both lineups comparatively, like, you should be picking the Padres, probably.
Padres are 24th in the league in average.
That's wild.
As a team, they're batting 229.
That's not good. You say 29th?
24th.
That's tough. That's kind of wild that six teams are worse than 229, though.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The only saving grace for them is they have a talented roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so early. Like, there's so many teams right now where it's like Pittsburgh has a winning record and they have a -5 run differential.
And the Yankees are 6-4. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that should be like 8. Holy smokes. Tampa Bay has a +58 run differential.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's kind of wild.
That is insane. The next race is
allow one whole run less than the next closest team, ERA standpoint.
Yikes. Oakland has a -49 run differential.
That's crazy, man. 10 games into the season.
-49. Next closest is Detroit. That's -35.
Yikes. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
All righty, Chase.
Should we move on?
We got at number 8.
We got the Braves right up, right after them. The Braves and Padres just played each other. And Braves almost got swept by the Padres. Let's head over to the Braves.
And this is a team, and like the Padres too, this is a team that next week or in 2 weeks could easily be top three teams. Like, power rankings
definitely.
Before the season, these guys are either 2 or 3 or 4 on power rankings. It's just the poor starts to the season is why they're
and it looked like lower, like
so don't get too butthurt.
MLB's power rankings that they put out seem very much like it was very much still before the start of the season, like preseason, and they changed slightly based on the first 10 games, but
which is fair because 10 games is 10 games, right? But
it doesn't mean a whole ton.
No,
Braves swept St. Louis, which is a good matchup to win right there. Good team to sweep.
They're struggling, but it is still a good team.
Yeah, they made a fool of my Blue Jays, but oh well.
Fair enough.
I went 2-1 against Washington, which is like a matchup you should definitely sweep. But, you know, what can you do? And then, like I said, they went 1-3 against San Diego and then 1 today against Cincinnati. So while they haven't
really
had the top
Braves, is Acuna doing really well.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see.
Like,
I love it.
There again, they're like, you got Acuna batting 340, Olsen 333, Riley batting.
Olsen's doing so good. He's hitting, how many home runs does Olsen have? 3 or 4?
Let me look. He has 4, I believe. 3.
Yeah, 3. He's been hitting so well.
Yeah, and again, like, they'll be a team that they're going to easily win 100 games this year. They're going to be up there for one of the best teams in the National League, so. Yeah, they'll be even better than I can see
Braves
them being top 5 easily.
Braves are just so good. There's such a nasty lineup.
Yeah, a disappointing season for them is not making the World Series.
True. They got the pitching staff to go along with the lineup too. Like, they just got such a good overall roster. Yeah. Okay. It's number 7. We had a little controversy literally right before we started. We got the Twins at number 7. And around really based on kind of today and yesterday, really, is today they lost to the White Sox 4-3, but and then yesterday they lost to Houston 5-1, but up until that they had swept Kansas City, went 1-2 against Miami, and almost swept Houston. They went 2-1 against Houston, so Twins have had a good start, especially almost sweeping Houston. Like, that's what should be on paper the best team in the league, probably. And you almost swept them. So, and it was against their like 1-2-3 rotation, I think, if not 2-3-4.
Okay. Yeah.
Thing with the Twins is their starting rotation has been nasty.
Yeah.
They're going to sleep. Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez.
Yeah, true.
Those they've guys been have been great.
And they have good bullpen too, don't they? I think who do they have?
They have some young guys. They got like Lopez. I think.
And Joe Ryan's been good for the Twins.
Joe Ryan they have.
Yeah, why are we forgetting about Joe Ryan? Isn't he the main guy there?
No, it'll be Pablo Lopez and Sonny Gray.
Oh.
Probably would if he had a couple more years under his belt. Yeah.
That's fine. He's young.
Yeah, the Twins are just their hitting's been a little
they suspect, seem to be legit this year.
But they're grinding out wins. Like, they grinded out a game the other day against the Astros where they fought back. It was like 2-1. They fought back and just a little blooper into the center field, won the game. So
especially when you're like when you're sweeping Kansas, a team like Kansas City, that's a good like you gotta be sweeping that team. And then if you're grinding out wins against Houston, you know something's going right. So
All right, so who do we got next?
All right, D-backs. Look Bryson, at the D-backs sitting at six. Talk about your boys, Bryson. Go off.
I mean, I'm just as surprised as most people about how we played the Dodgers. Like, I know the Dodgers are kind of like they're not as dominant as they have been in years past, but they still have a really good lineup.
Especially when you're splitting with them.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm pretty excited. I'm trying not to get overexcited because it's 10 games into the season and a lot can happen. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Zach Gallen's gone right back to his Cy Young candidate pitching abilities. Like, he's pitching right now against the Brewers. We're up 3-0, and he's pitched 92 pitches in the seventh inning, and he's got 10 Ks.
Good pitch count.
Great performance.
Nice. Oh, make that 11 Ks? So, yeah, he's pitching. He's pitching unbelievable. And yeah, our hitting has been getting better every game. Like, we started off especially, like Gurriel and guys like that struggled, but
especially considering like the matchup you've started with, LA 4 games, Padres 2 games, LA 4 more games. Like,
yeah, they were trying to bury us right off the rip, but
play the Dodgers 8 times in your first 10 games. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy to come out with a winning record for sure.
Yeah, and you split with them the first matchup and went 3-1 the second matchup and then split with the Padres. Like, that's a tough matchup, especially coming out of what, like, is ending off of rebuild, like, just kind of getting into that more development, going up the I don't know what I'm trying to, like, you're getting better. You're coming out of the rebuild stage, kind of.
Yeah, like, this year was definitely, like, we're supposed to be better, but like we're still considered a rebuilding team, which is totally fair.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting close to that end of that rebuild.
Guys are hitting well. Like Evan Longoria is hitting .375 right now. Like, that's crazy.
What a go.
And the two guys that we got, like Moreno and Grillo, they've been struggling. So it's like, it's not even like the guys that we got for Varsho.
Hey, Varsho has been really good.
Yeah. Like, that was definitely, I knew that was going to be a long term. Like, I knew short term, I knew the Jays were winning that trade. But I'd expected a little bit more out of those two guys. So hopefully they pick it up. But
they will.
Yeah, we just got really good. Yeah, really, our pitching has been better than I expected. Outside of Mad Bum, it's kind of been what I expected.
Next offseason, they gotta make a move for a pitcher.
Yeah, I think now they're trying to see these young guys. But I'm like, man, we just need that second.
It's like Baltimore last year. They in the offseason kind of dropped the ball. Like they in that rotation.
Or our bullpen still cheats as well, so that's another issue. But
true.
We would have had another win against the Dodgers, but like Scott McGaugh or whatever his name is just came in and just tossed meatballs and blew the game. So
meatballs to Trout right down the dick.
So I think in the long run our bullpen is going to lose us a fair amount of games. But it is what it is, and I'm excited with it. It's a good start. That's all I'm going to say. It's a good start, so.
Okay, well, we got your guys up next. We got the Jays at 5.
Oh, baby. After last night, they gave me a heart attack.
What an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah. Story of the Blue Jays is offense, one of the best in baseball. Their lead them will be an average as a team.
Top three leaders in average are Jays, right?
Yep. Or hits, I think it was. The top three leaders.
Oh, was it hits?
Yeah. You got Bichette, .362, Guerrero, .439, Chapman, holy shit.
It's been hot.
.475, and then Varsho, .306. Middle of the order still needs a bit of work. Brandon Belt needs to maybe hit a ball here or there.
Just do anything, not strike.
Kiermaier's been a great addition. But my issue with the Jays is you can't expect to win games giving up 10 runs.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Bassett, Kikuchi, and Berríos haven't been great.
Kikuchi's been pretty good. I butchered.
He got lit up the last yesterday.
Oh right, he just got the win, eh? But
no, oh, did he get the win? No, Romano got the win.
I was gonna say there's no way he got the win with that back and forth there.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be moving up this list once they get their. Hey, Blue Jays, made into that rotation here.
True. He'll get brought up sometime.
Well, you got to if Barrios keeps going out there and giving up 7 runs.
Yep.
All right, that's all I got to say about the Blue Jays.
Nice.
All right. Cool. Cool.
All right, thanks for our show, Bryson.
No worries.
We got our boys. It's Yankees up at 4.
Yes, sir. Marshall and Chase, you guys fantasize and talk to each other.
All right. Well, I was pretty happy with a 2-1 win over San Fran. I would like to have a sweep, but you know, you'll take a series win as well. Phillies, very happy with a 2-1 win over Philly. Baltimore's pretty good too. We take a 2-1 over Baltimore. So basically we won 2-1 against every matchup we did. The really nice thing I'm very happy about is the fact that we're playing Philly, which is a great team. Baltimore, San Fran, which are like Baltimore's pretty decent. San Fran's eh. But we've done it with basically Cole and Nestor.
Yeah.
Pitching rotation.
Don't forget about Brito, but yeah, Brito's been great.
No. What I'm meaning is those two are the only ones that were supposed to be in the rotation. Like Brito wasn't supposed to be here. Wasn't supposed to be here. Like, and right. Brito's been a stud. Like you love to see. Guy Schmidt hasn't been a stud, but
no, Schmidt and Herman have been terrible. But
yeah, but you love to see that we're just still getting wins with the injuries that we have, and it's just looking positive for the future once those injuries are no more. Savvy's throwing right now.
Yeah, so, Rodon's throwing a bit, not much.
Rodon's throwing a bit, so
yeah,
you get those guys.
Harrison Bader. We need another outfielder out there.
And Franchi Cordero, man, he's been good.
He's been good. Yeah, he's been hitting some clutch home runs. It's been good. Like today, we probably should have won. Like there was opportunities we should have won.
Oh yeah, today. Well, especially when you start off when you're facing Bieber, and you start off 2-0 first inning, and you're feeling super good, and you literally put nothing together for the rest of the game hits wise. Like
yeah,
got a nice triple. Which shouldn't have been a triple. Like, the guy center field shouldn't have dove for that ball. But, like, you'll take it, and you just leave him stranded. You have no outs. You leave Glaber stranded at 3. You can't be doing that.
But
so,
yeah.
That was just today, though. Otherwise, offense has been pretty good.
Not bad at all.
So, that's the Yankees in a nutshell, I guess.
Yes, sir.
How's Volpe?
Volpe? Has been not great. Defensive.
He's struggling on the bats,
but that's expected.
I looked at his average. I was like 120. So I was like, what are your guys' thoughts on him?
Yeah, Volpe's but he's like made really. I don't know if he has an error yet at short. He's been making good plays, all the routine plays. He hasn't really had any really tough plays. He's had a couple that he did good on. But, you know, you want him to be making those routine plays. So he's been great defensive, and he's got 3 stolen bases, which, I mean, was in the first 3 games. I don't know if he has one since, but which is kind of unfortunate. But he's been stealing. He's been aggressive on the base pass, which is nice. He just needs to get – I guess he just needs to get on the base pass now.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's hard to be on a guy that's so young. But, yeah, he's definitely underperforming on the – on the bat side of things, but
yeah,
I think he's got lots of room to improve, hopefully, anyways.
Yep. Just gotta get into a groove.
Alrighty. Who do we got number 3?
We have the Guardians, and the Guardians we moved way up just based on their win today, basically.
I was gonna throw something up before we started.
Tell me.
Angels just blew a 4-0 lead against or 4-1 lead against the Nationals.
That's tough.
Well, they didn't make this list anyways. They were 11th, so.
I just think it's unreal.
Yeah, that hurts, especially against the Nationals.
I like the Angels. That's the thing. Like, I want them to do good.
Well, yeah, we just want Trout and Ohtani to, like, make playoffs.
Well, there was that one game. It was Trout and Ohtani. They got,
I think, two or three hits each, and they were the only players on the whole
team. Like, that was Friday's game against the Jays.
Yeah, and they lost 3-2 or something.
You can't do it all with two guys.
No.
No matter how good those guys are.
Yeah, Trout and Ohtani both got – each got a – only people that got hits.
Because Trout got a homer, and then Ohtani got an RBI double, I believe, is what I heard. And then
actually,
no,
I guess
one
they said Bassett was struggling. He actually pitched pretty good on Friday.
Yeah, he had an all right outing.
Five walks, though.
Oh, my
God. All right, let's get back on track here.
Sorry. I was just they put in Miguel, the guy that I was talking about, and he just thrown a fastball and a slider right down the heart of the plate.
Nice. Love to see that.
Somehow they didn't get hit, but, like, this guy is literally about to blow Zach Gallen's amazing game.
That's how the Blue Jays pitched to Trout. Just straight down the middle.
Literally 87 mile an hour splitter, just straight down Broadway.
That was Bass in the first inning. Just this guy throws like 85, just throws right down the middle. The Trout just crushes it like 450.
Half inch break.
Alrighty, Guardians. What are your thoughts on the Guardians?
Guardians have been good. Guardians went 3-1 against Seattle, 2-1 against Oakland, and then 1-2 against Seattle again. So
Seattle's disappointing. Jeez.
Yeah, so far, Seattle's been. Yeah, they're not looking hungry for that wild card spot. But up until like this past series with Seattle, Cleveland was doing really good, and then they won against the Yankees today, which was a good game to win for them. Good rivalry there with the Rock and the Baby from Josh Naylor.
Cole pitch tomorrow.
Yeah,
Cole pitches tomorrow, so it'll be a good matchup. Like, they had Bieber today, so it's kind of their number. They're going 1-2-3. We're going 5-1-2. So should be a good game tomorrow. Hopefully, Yankees end up winning the 2-1 again as they've been doing so far. So yeah. Cleveland's been good though. Cleveland's been good.
And another thing to chip sneaky. In with Cleveland is Savali. I think that's how you say his name.
Savali's been sneaky.
He got injured today, actually. He's hurt now. Yeah. I know in our last episode, we were talking about pitchers to pick up for fantasy. I think he's on the IL now.
So. Don't pick him up now.
Don't pick him up now.
It's hurt.
If you didn't pick him up, we're still thinking about it.
Yeah. I heard Tristan McKenzie is also throwing pitches now, so that's also good. They'll love to have him back.
Plus, you have Shane Bieber. Yeah. That's
plus Shane Bieber.
One of the best in the game.
Yeah.
Alrighty, number two.
We got the Brewers with a really nice start to the season right now. They're losing, and that is
including with Burns struggling.
Including Burns struggling. Like, they lost 0-4 against Chicago that first game because Burns got lit up. But Justin Steele pitched a gem. Who else pitched a gem do they have anybody else? Tyon did not pitch a gem for him.
Justin Steele's on Cubs there, brother.
Yeah, why are you talking about the Cubs?
Oh. I don't know.
I was like, yikes. I swear Steele's on the Cubs. I wasn't sure.
I got lost.
Who do they have?
Brewers. Like, they got Woodruff and Ashby. Burns and Peralta. Ashby, Peralta. Oh,
Peralta's been really good.
Peralta, and they have like Eric Lawyer and...
Lawyer, that's his name.
Someone else. I can't remember.
What happened to Ashby? Or is he a reliever?
He's kind of like a long reliever, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a
reliever. Yeah, they swept the Mets. They went 2-1 against Seattle and 2-1 against Chicago. And then, yeah, so they've been really good. They've been really good against pretty good. Like, the Mets should be a top team, especially with the amount of money they spent this offseason. They should be a top team. St. Louis. They're also a really good team. So they've played really well. They've only lost one game to Seattle, one game to Chicago. Probably going to lose one today against Arizona. But, you know, they've been really good.
I don't know. This guy on the mound, you never know.
Thing with the Brewers is, like, they're known for their, like, expectations was great pitching style, crappy lineup.
Yeah.
So far, you got like Willie Adames batting over 300. Anderson, I think he's batting 330, three around there. Contreras, batting around 300. Jesse Winker and Garrett Mitchell have all been really good.
Yeah.
Well, Willy Adames is, I think he's the guy that you can count on that lineup. Like,
so good.
He's so good. He's so underrated. He's such a beauty. The fans love him. And I've watched a couple Brewers games actually this year, and the fans love Adames. They cheer loud.
I love Adames.
Who True. Doesn't, he's right? good. Yeah.
Big Willy.
Big Willy.
There you go. Big Willy.
Okay.
Now, who's our stupid number one?
Number one, we got the Rays.
Thank you, MLB, for giving the Rays the easiest possible schedule to start a season.
Fair enough. AL East.
But you got, they took advantage
of it. Detroit, Washington, Oakland. Yo. Three worst teams in the league.
Three worst teams in the league. Debatably Reds, but.
Like we were talking earlier, like, you know, these are the three worst teams in the league, but like, the fact that you're still getting 10-0, like the fact that they didn't get one of these teams chipped a win off of them is still.
The thing is, they kicked the shit out of them.
Yeah. 4-0, 12-2, 5-1, 6-2, 10-6, 7-2, 9-5, 11-0, 11-0. Like,
yeah.
11-0 two times against Oakland?
Yeah, they're still.
Every freaking year, the Rays, like, all this team sucks. This lineup sucks. Yep. Pitching is just unreal. Like, 176 ERA. Like, what the hell is that?
Drew
Rasmussen. The Rays contributed.
They don't even have Glasnow pitching.
Yeah.
No, or Shane Baz. Like, or man, these guys that were supposed to be good that haven't. So now you got Drew Rasmussen and Jeffrey Springs just carrying this rotation.
Yeah. How's McClanahan doing?
McClanahan's been pretty good too. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Is he pitching tomorrow?
Yeah.
Rays have contributed to 22 of the Oakland's run differential. Like,
yes.
Just not, good.
Not good for Oakland there.
Not good for Oakland. They've all together they've done 25 because the 9-5 game made four more runs for them. So
right.
Rays have done half of Oakland's run differential.
Haven't given total. Up a run since Friday.
Yep.
Three straight shutouts.
11-0, 11-0, 1-0.
And they had a bullpen day today and they fucking shut them out.
Still beat Boston.
My God.
So it's funny because the trade between the Brewers and the Rays was Willy Adames for Drew Rasmussen, essentially.
Hey,
wins on both sides.
Yeah, as I say, that's a pretty even trade.
So far, it's proven
I'm
to
so
be.
I'm so happy that Chase gave me Springs.
Hey, don't jinx them. Don't jinx them.
Been biting me. Okay, right, that's our top 10. That's it. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our newest episode. Let us know how we feel about our top 10. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.